Oh my gosh, Ryan.
Jason.
You went on a date last night.
Oh,
look
yeah.
Look at this.
Oh, yeah. I went on a date.
I was so proud of you, too, because she's pretty.
She's a very attractive lady.
Oh, my God. And that's good for you, sir. Oh. Like, you must admit, you are just a nasty-looking man.
Oh, gross.
And,
oh, gross.
And she let you kiss on them lips.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my God. I know. It was weird. It was really a weird thing. Like, I was looking at her face with my face, and I was like, this isn't...
Doesn't make sense.
This doesn't make sense. I was hoping, like, I wouldn't wake up next to a man the next morning. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, this is one of those.
It's one of those too good to be true types. But, like, one of my teachers in school used to tell me, if it's too good to be true, it probably is, man.
Yeah. And people are like, Ryan, she's way hot. Maybe she's motherfucking just crazy good. Bring on that. She couldn't be crazy enough. Like, oh, I would let her get away with the stabbing. She could stab me.
I'd be like, yeah. Sounds about right. Oh my gosh. Just tell us a little about this date.
Okay,
man.
So I go on this date with this lady. We decided, oh God, this is where some shame comes in.
Oh, I love the shame.
Yeah, this is some shame for everybody listening. We decided to go on a date, but on Tuesday. Okay, and I was like, we're going to dinner and a movie because I don't know what the fuck to do. I don't know. That just seems okay, I guess. So we go to dinner and movie. Well, I had court the next day. I had to pay a bunch of money, so I didn't have enough money for dinner, just a movie.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So I had to call her, and I lied. Straight up lied.
I told you to lie, too.
I think we were in the car like, dude, I need to lie. And you were like, dude, lie, lie.
Yeah,
lie.
I was giving you the lie to tell.
Yes, yes.
And you're like, dude, that's such a good idea. I'm like, yeah, man, I lie to women. That's what I do.
Oh, God, that's funny. Well, I did. And I was like, yeah, I'll be out of town, but I'll be back and we can catch the movie, right? Yeah. It's not me saying, well, I'm a shameful, awful man and I just don't have enough money for the dinner. And anyway, so I had my conscience struck or what? I don't know.
Can I tell them that this is how long it's been since Ryan's been on a date? He thought $25 would buy movie tickets and dinner. I was like, no, dude, dinner's like, that's 50, 60 bucks, and then like 25 at the movies,
dude,
maybe.
I got like 2001 date money.
No, you have 1995 date money. Like, that is ridiculous. Like, how did you think that?
I don't know.
We started picking fast food places that you could eat, and you picked Arby's, the most expensive fast food place.
Just so everybody knows, I would have never taken a lady to Arby's.
But we were discussing it.
But it was, the funny part was, I didn't even have Arby's money.
Oh my gosh. I thought, I was like, man, you got enough for the movie, maybe.
Okay.
You ain't got no snacks.
So anyway, long story short.
It's so bad. It's so funny.
Long story short, I called her back. I told her the truth. She still wanted to go on the date. So she... we go out, and she eats while I sit there.
Hey, can I just smell your breath afterwards? Yeah. I think that's something you would say.
I told her that. I was like, she's like, well, do you want to go out with me to eat and just watch me? I was like, yeah, as long as I can smell your breath after you eat. And she said, yeah, and I did, and it was nice.
Oh,
but
yeah.
No. So I go to watch her eat. We go see a movie. And we get to the movie, and this is the weird part. I saved money to pay just for this movie, right?
Yeah.
I figured I'd have some money left over, maybe buy a soda.
Yeah.
$10 a fucking ticket?
You're lucky you're not going to the IMAX. That's like 15.
Dude, it was at the IMAX, but it wasn't an IMAX movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Okay, yeah. It was like the big thing.
Yeah, they charge a lot.
Yeah, I was like two, and they were like, do you have any student IDs and da-da-da? We were both like, no.
Oh, man, I should have gave you mine. They don't really look
good. Nah, I bet they don't, but... And she was like 20. I was like, I have exactly that.
Oh my gosh.
So I was all.
Well, you started out with $22, and you were, after you got out of court, I was late in getting back because I was getting my hot dog on.
Oh, you
and,
got to.
And you had to go in and pee at Java City, and they made you buy coffee so you could pee.
I got motherfucking coffee jacked at Java City. I walked into the bathroom, didn't see the paying customers only sign. So I walk into the bathroom, and the guy's like, hey, what you gonna order? I was like, And then right when he said that, I saw it on the door. And I was like, shit. So then I was like, oh, well, I'm going to get something. I just have to use the bathroom first. I was gonna piss and ditch.
Yeah.
And so he's like, no, what do you want? I'll go ahead and make it while you're in the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
I was like, shit.
Well, see, I went to a coffee place one time, and I was planning on getting coffee. I just wanted to sit down and relax because I had to walk there like 3 miles. So I started sitting down and relaxing. I got out my laptop and started getting on the internet and stuff and just relaxing. I was going to go get some coffee. This lady comes up to me. She's like, you cannot use our internet unless you buy something. So go buy something.
Bitch, you tripping.
And so you know what I did? I went up there and I bought my coffee and I poured it out in a plant on the way out.
Oh, God.
I was like, this coffee's garbage. Oh. That's like the one like badass thing I've done. I just looked at her and poured it in the plant as I walked out. Good. It felt
good. It felt good.
It felt great.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm broke. And this is one thing I wanted to talk about. This is how long it's been since I've been on a date. She went to the bathroom. She's like, I'll find you in there. So she goes to the bathroom and I go in to look for a seat. And I didn't know how, the place is empty, not a soul in there. So I don't know how far back to sit. I don't want her to think I'm trying to get a handy. Yeah. I don't want to be up too close because then she thinks I'm like weird and old. I don't know if the middle's cool, but do I sit on the side or in the middle of the middle? You know,
like, you are thinking deep into this.
I was freaking out. I was freaking out, man. I'd been on a date in so long. It was a date.
High stakes date.
High stakes date. This is high stakes for me, people.
Yeah, man.
This is high stakes.
Since I've known Ryan, he's not been on one date.
No, and that's
I was true. So happy. Like, I was telling everybody at the open mic, they're like, where's Ryan? I'm like, man, he is on a date with this hot girl, man. You won't believe it. You won't believe it.
I still don't. Yeah, I still don't believe it.
Like, I called him this. I saw I had two missed calls this morning, and he just got in, like, right this morning or something. And I called him. He's like, yeah, man, I'm in your living room. So I was like, it's time to go get chatty. we're going to talk about this date. I acted like a little bitch, man.
No, we was some little bitches.
I was like, oh, you love her? That's all I was. I was like, you love her?
Well, first Jason came through and we built a fort out of pillows and blankets. And then we sat in there and chatted.
Oh, my God.
Put the clubhouse sign up.
We had a light bulb that was a fire.
Oh, God.
We just opened my sister's Easy Bake Oven and started roasting marshmallows with
it. Speaking of ladies and dates and stuff, Jace, this is something I've noticed about you, Jason. You are very much like a slutty 16-year-old girl.
Sounds about right.
Okay, for everyone listening, I'll explain.
Oh, my God.
Jason is like the make-out king. You be getting your kiss on.
I've been getting my kiss on. I do.
You do.
I just love kissing. I don't really want to do anything more than that. When I get drunk, I just want to kiss.
You just want to kiss.
I was like, let's just kiss and be sweet to each other. I want to hold your hand in the park and go kiss. That's just me.
Oh, God.
I don't know why that's a thing.
I just want to hold your hand in the park and kiss.
I was like, I've actually gone up to girls before. I was like, I just want to hold your hand. Can I do that? And they're like, oh, yeah.
Does it work?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I've never, ever thought to open with that.
I don't know. When I get drunk, I get into this, I call it my adorableness thing. I just revert back to like a little kid that just wants attention.
Oh,
that's what happens. It's ridiculous. And that's why I don't like getting drunk that often. Because I'm going to be making out with some girl that has, like, just wants to mother something.
I remember this, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you went to, I'm not going to say it, but you came back from a place and you're showing me pictures. You're like, dude, these are some chicks, three chicks I made out with. I was like, oh, really? You're like, I didn't even want to. I just had to. Like, you have a problem.
Yeah, it's almost like a sex addiction, except minus all the sexy stuff. Like, I just like kissing. I just like kissing so much. I don't know. I met one girl in Asheville that's like that. And she's like my makeout buddy when I go to Asheville now.
Just make out. It means
nothing. I'm like, I know who I'm making out with, so I don't have to like...
Just meaningless kiss.
Meaningless like five or six girls kissing.
Oh,
so
God.
It's very funny.
Because I remember that you were showing me pictures. You were like, hey, there's a picture of a girl I made out with at the party last night. I was like, well, okay. You were like, I didn't want to, but she did.
Yeah, dude. Girls, if they get too close to my face, it's getting smooched on, man. It's getting smooched on, man. I just love people in general. I'm like, oh, kissing is just so pure and, like, friendly and everything.
That's insane. Okay. I asked you this one time. How many women have you kissed? You couldn't even tell me, I don't think.
No,
kissed.
It's, Oh, I can't even tell. It might be up in the hundreds by now.
Oh, God. Wow. You're a kiss whore.
Yeah, a little bit.
So you're just a kiss whore. You're just giving it away. Like a slutty 16
Well, see, no. Like, they have to me, they have to be attractive.
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot. There's only four I've kissed that I'm just like, and one of them's the old lady I kissed for you just for, like... The ones I've kissed have mainly been for jokes.
Yeah, the ones you regret.
The ones I regret are the ones I've kissed for just laughs.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's I love how that's a tool for you. You're I can either have a good time doing it or use it for someone else's amusement.
This is a tool in my utility belt.
This face.
I can just cut off my body and just start making out.
Have you, like, when did you find out you're going on, like, a makeout? When you were just like, man, I love... Is it, you think it's like repressed sexuality because you grew up such a Christian, you think?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. I remember in high school, I went through, like, I just kissed every girl that came near me.
No way.
Yeah. It was, I dated a lot in high school and just, like, made out all the time. I always had something to do Friday and Saturday.
You bad motherfucker, you.
Yeah.
You bad motherfucker.
And, like, I don't know. Like, I don't think I'm a good-looking guy or anything. It's just, like, I think girls are vulnerable around me because I'm non-threatening. And then I'm just like, my tongue.
I'm a creep.
I'm thinking about that donkey.
Oh, God. Oh,
I don't know, man. I really don't know. I don't understand why girls like me for the most part.
Yeah, I do think you confuse them with your adorable, cute childness sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, they think, they're like, oh, this is an all right guy. And you're like, I want your tongue in my face.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just like the gay best friend that just all of a sudden turns straight when he gets drunk.
Can I hold your hand? God, I'm going to use that, but never.
No, the one that I used to always use is, it's not even, like, I don't have pickup lines. I just say what's on my mind. And I have a thing for, like, really curly hair and just, like, nice hair. Like, I just want to touch it.
Yeah.
And I used to go up to girls and touch their hair. I was like, you have, like, the most beautiful hair. Like, I just love your curly hair. It's so cute. And I'd do that, and I'm instantly friends with them. Instantly.
Of course they would be your friend. They love that.
Yeah. It's just, I didn't know that. And it worked every time at this one party. I was like, why does this keep working? Like, and there's like, dude, that's the best thing ever. I don't know why. Just keep doing it. Just do it until it fails. Didn't fail.
Never. Hasn't failed yet.
Hadn't failed yet.
100% success rate.
100% success rate. Wow. Granted, I didn't try to make out with these girls or anything, but I was instantly their friend.
Oh,
and they instantly would try to find me at the party later to talk to me.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about this. Me and you were discussing it the other day. This is another embarrassing lady story about me. I one time was at Chili's. And I thought this girl was by herself because I'm at the bar with some friends and she's at the bar by herself. And then she goes and sits in a booth by herself. And so I'm like, all right, I go up to her. I'm like, so I try and hit on her. I'm like, so are you waiting on anybody or anything? Yeah. She's like, she hesitated. She's like, yeah. I was like, cause if you're not, you know, I could keep you company, maybe get you a drink or something. We can hang out. She's like, no, I'm waiting on somebody. And she had been waiting for like 20 minutes. It had been a minute. Like, I wasn't just outright being an asshole.
Yeah.
And so I figured, okay, A, you know, she's there by herself. Or B, she's being stood up. And who wouldn't want the company of a friendly gentleman?
Yeah.
Well, I walk away after a while. I'm like, okay, well, you know, I'll be over there if you want to hang out or something. So I walk over there. Not but 4 minutes later, 1 minute later, some dude walks in, sits right next to her. Like, he's kind of standing up next to her, actually. Yeah. And so I'm at the bar, and I see her say something to him, and, like, he looks over at me and looks back at her and starts laughing.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Man, that's shameful.
Yeah, so she told him, she's like, yeah, that guy over there was hitting on me before you got, he didn't believe that I was waiting on somebody, and he looked at me and looked at her and started laughing. I'll be honest, this is a handsome son of a bitch right here.
Yeah.
He was like 6'5".
Oh,
he was all right.
Damn.
And you have a similar story, don't you?
I used to be that guy. Like, I would always be, I'm really bad at scheduling stuff, like I always have been, and I remember I think it was my second girlfriend I had. I was meeting her at Fats Restaurant.
Ooh, Fats.
Yeah, you remember Fats Restaurant?
Yes, I do.
With a Z?
Yes, I do.
And I was meeting her there, and I was like maybe 15 minutes late or something. I was getting off work, and I get there, and she tells me a similar story about how some guy came and was like trying to hit on her and stuff. I never saw the guy. Like, apparently he left, but she was telling me that. But it made our date great. It was just so funny. She's like, yeah, he was so ugly.
And God.
And I was like, you probably made their date. Like, that was something that, like, that guy was like, yes, thank God. Oh. I was so nervous. Then this happened. Now I can make fun of something and have a good day.
Yeah, no, don't get me wrong. They had a great time. Because I was at the bar with me and two of my idiot friends. Yeah. And so I was watching them. Fuck it. I was watching them. And they were having...
Fuck it, I was watching them, man. No, I was watching them.
So, they were having a blast.
Yeah.
They were having a great time, and I think it's because of my self-sacrifice. Yeah,
that's almost a thing I want to have a service for.
Oh, dude.
Like, for dating.
Oh, my God, that's
like,
gold.
Dude, you're nervous, don't worry about it. I have an ugly guy, my friend Ryan, will go up to our hit on, and then y'all can laugh about how ugly he is later.
Yes, yes. And you'll have a wonderful date as well, they did.
It's an icebreaker, man.
It's a great icebreaker.
It's the best ever.
Yeah, because he can show he's secure by not getting mad and laughing about it, and she can see that, you know.
He has a sense of humor.
He has a sense of humor, and now we're...
He's not jealous. Like
he's not jealous and controlling, but he's still concerned.
Yeah.
He's still concerned.
He's concerned that you felt awkward, but then he looks at the guy's like, ah!
Yeah.
Really?
Really, yeah.
Oh, man, that's great.
Dude, we could really save some marriages this way, too.
We could, man. Yeah.
We could change the world.
Change the world.
That's the worst idea.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
But what was some other stuff we want to talk about? So the girl that you went on a date with is a girl you've had a crush on for a while.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I had actually, the girl I went on a date with, I had to have a crush on her for a while, you know.
Yeah, I know.
And when I told her, she didn't believe me. She was like, yeah, but you never talked to me. And I was like, of course I didn't. You're a gorgeous woman. Why would I do that? It's stupid. That's like going to a Ferrari lot with my budget. I can look around, but I'm not taking nothing home. You know, so it was weird.
Well, see, you didn't tell me you had a crush on her, but I found it out because I talked to her after a show one time. Not like just being friendly. And I saw you get a little jealous. I was like, all right.
Oh, cool. All right. I don't know. Maybe I did.
Like, you weren't acting jealous, but you just gave me this look, and I was like, all right.
I think it was more like, man, he's going to make out with her now. That's what I think it was. I think it was like, because that's what happens all the time. Yeah. You just make out with me.
I really do.
You just do. It just happens.
It's not even like I try either.
I don't
try that hard.
I don't think you do.
It's just I think there's girls out there that get make out drunk and they just want to make out with somebody, and I'm just the same way. I don't want to do anything else, but making out's fine. And as long as we both know that's fine, we can make out.
Hey, make out.
As long as you ain't got like the herp on your mouth and all that mess.
Oh God. Like, I remember after the date we were hanging out, and I was just sitting there just rubbing her back. Just rubbing her back. Just having a great time. Oh, a great time. Just rubbing her back. It was so wonderful.
Oh, dude, that's so... I feel so gay. Like, I am, like, the most romantic person I know, almost. Like, I romanticize our stuff. When you're telling me this story, you're, like, rubbing her back. I was like, oh, man, that sounds so sweet.
It was.
It's just, like...
It was.
The girl that I have a crush on or whatever, we've, like, kissed and stuff and all that. And, like, oh, that's great. But, like, the one memory that after it happened, I just, like, went to sleep to this. Like, sometimes you fall asleep to, like, just dreaming about something. Like, I'm having sex with this girl. I'm having sex with this girl until you fall asleep.
Yeah.
But I just would sit there and just think about, like, me playing with her hair while she was, like, in my arms and shit. Like, that's how gay I am with that shit. I was like, oh, this is just the sweetest thing. Like, everything's right with the world.
I know. It's weird. Like, I remember I was sitting there and we were just up next to each other. Holding each other, and I was like, this is great.
Yeah,
this
man.
Is great. What's wrong with that?
I was so happy.
Was
just
so
like,
happy.
Like, it's so happy. Like, I feel so weird.
Yeah, so happy. And there's nothing, I don't think there's nothing wrong with that, but I guess we are pretty gay for that. I don't know.
Fuck that, man. I would give up sex. I would like to think I could give up sex for just that amount of love and shit.
Oh, no, yeah, that is
I think
love.
Like, with that amount of love and just the feeling of that, I could give up sex easily. I'd be like, no, that's just, no, cut this thing off. We don't do this no more.
Oh, God.
That's not one of our functions anymore, sir. We just, We pet hair now.
We just pet hair. Give me a catheter. I'm tired of standing up to pee. Give me a catheter. I'll just empty it.
Get some scrunchies, because it's going to be an all-day plaything.
Oh,
get some scrunchies.
Get some hair clips, scrunchies, and Pringles, and coffee.
I'm like the gay, I'm the gay best friend at the sleepover.
Who actually goes all the way.
Yeah, who goes all the way. Like, I'm just there, I'm like, oh, this is just so nice. I feel awful that I'm that kind of man.
But I remember the other night just doing it, and I was like, just rubbing her back, rubbing her hair. I was like, this is amazing. I felt like I was like gonna high five somebody afterward.
Yeah.
You know, and know what?
I think it's like the crush, it's whatever the crush type thing is, because I hate giving massages and stuff. Yeah. But if the girl that asked me, that I have a crush on, asked me to give her a massage, I would enjoy that. I'd be like, yeah, let me do things for you. I want to take care of my crushes that I have.
Yes,
like, I'm like, I want you happy.
Yeah.
Like, that's my whole goal.
You gotta get him kept.
Yeah.
You gotta get him, like, wanting to be there is what I mean.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm not, like, overly, like, just trying to do anything for you, but I just, like, want to take care of you. Like, you okay? You hungry?
No, honestly, it's usually something I'll just do without even thinking. I would just start rubbing her arm or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
just
I'll
just start doing that.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
We so gay!
We so gay!
Because we just compared to our friends, like, our friends, comedian-wise, can just stick their dick in
anything.
And just cut it off.
Yeah.
Just be like,
just
that's
don't
it.
Care. Just don't care. Like, oh, well, that was sick.
You're
moving
missing
on.
The best part.
I know, man.
That's where I'm, like, on board with this true love weight shit. For, like, a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm on board with that. Just because, like, if you can get that pure love and shit and not have sex with it, then that's the best thing in the world.
That is way better, you know. But to an extent, you got to earn it. But I think that crush time, you know, that crushing time, like, you know, I've been crushing on it. That earns it, you know. But you got to earn that level. You can't, like, out the gate stroking hair, like...
Yeah, like, I've only dated 4 girls, I think, and I've had crushes on 3 of them.
I feel like such a chick talking about blowjobs or something. Like, I gotta, you know, you gotta like them to fucking blow them. You
know?
Like, we're like, yo, man, I gotta get to know this chick to stroke that hair.
Oh, my gosh, we are.
That's
so what we're doing.
We're chicks talking
about
fucking
blowjobs,
man. This is insane. This
Man,
is
we are just two chicks with dicks right now.
Yeah,
man.
We're just two chicks that talking about dicks and put where to put them. That's what we're doing.
But the love, man.
But the love.
The love, yo. Gotta get that love, yo.
What that love gonna do?
What that love gonna go did? He gonna love you.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, I'm kind of like that. I have an actual couple... friends that are girls that, like, they just hold my hand and hug me a lot. It's just great.
It's just so great.
I don't, like, I'm not, nothing for them, but, like, just hugging and holding hands, that's just, like...
Isn't it nice?
It's nice.
Yeah, that affection.
It's like when I was in, I've always been, like, really affectionate, even, like, with my guy best friends and shit. I hug you all the damn time,
oh, we'd
like,
be
for
hugging.
No reason.
We'd be hugging.
And, like, when I was in, I think I was in kindergarten, I had my best friend Adam... we would just, like, play all the time and shit. Like, we're just best friends. I tried holding his hand in, the hallway.
Right?
Yeah, because we both had those wind pants on, and they just went shh.
Yeah.
And we were held hands so we could walk at the same time and get a big swish.
Right, you gotta get a
and,
swish.
And, like, we're just holding hands. We're just kids. Teacher comes up, smacks me in the back of the head, and tells me, guys, don't do that.
Oh, my God, are you serious?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I'm like, what the fuck, man? Like, what's going on?
Are you serious? So
yeah.
So they were, like, already...
It was like, stop it, faggot. That's
I
what
know,
it
right?
felt like. I was like, I'm not gay. I kissed Susie in the middle of nap time.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, I kissed him yesterday. Okay, I didn't know.
No,
there's anything wrong with...
No.
Okay, there's something wrong with kids kissing. Yeah. Boys kissing.
No, but I did get in trouble in kindergarten for kissing during nap time.
Oh, you fucking whore. You're such a 16-year-old girl.
Like, forever. Like, just, I guess it's because my family, like, they always just kiss you on the face or something when... I don't know. It's just like I was brought up with a lot of love in my household.
Yeah. So it just kind of comes natural.
Just like, this doesn't mean, it means a lot to me, but it also like, I don't know. It's just weird.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
I don't know. I don't do, when you date a girl, you real like public you know.
No, I hate PDA. Like, yeah. I just can't stand that. I'm like, if we like each other so much, we don't need to show it in public or whatever. But yeah. Sure, I'll go into the Sears, the dressing room to make out and whatnot. Yeah, that's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
But
that's what the Nautica dressing room's for.
What do you Brooks Brothers. Oh, they God. Come in there with you and measure you. But, yeah. I don't know, man.
Yeah, man.
What was the question, actually? I forgot.
I don't remember. Oh, yeah, yeah. So you don't do a lot of PDA.
No PDA. No,
I don't either. I think if, like, I'm dating a girl, just like what you said, if we're out in public, we're just buddy pals. Just buddy pals.
I will hold her hand. That's about the most PDA I do is holding
if
hands.
I won't stand there and hold her hand, though. Like, we have to be walking somewhere.
Have to be walking.
Yeah, yeah. That's
if we're in line for Corn Dog 7 or something, which they don't even have anymore, yeah. I'm pissed off about. But if we're in line for, like, Chinese or whatever's at the mall, I'm not holding your hand. Like, yeah. That's my time to cross my arms and make decisions.
Oh, I love that. It's decision-making time. Because this is going to affect the outcome of my entire next 45 minutes.
Exactly. All right, I already chose you. Did well on that. It's time for Chinese food.
Oh, I already chose you. Oh, I love that. All right, well, this one I think we're pretty good with. I think we're pretty good.
I thought it was fun. It
was a good time. Just to reiterate, that was the most shame-filled date that's ever taken place in America.
That's the worst date ever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
But congratulations, Ryan.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I'm glad you had a good time. Turned out well for you.
It'll be good for material, if nothing else.
Well, you got a second date.
Yeah. Yeah, that was.
Got a second date, so that's a surprise.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm starting to think there's a motive now. I don't know. We'll see.
All right. All right, podcast over.
Thank you, guys.